Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable, Creating Landscapes in the Landscape, the third annual plein air painting event hosted in collaboration by the Awana Partnership and the Columbia County Council on the Arts will take place at Awana today through Saturday, October 18th. The event allows visitors to interact with 30 contemporary painters working in the field and throughout the property while they capture elements of Frederick Church's spectacular 250-acre artist-designed landscape. The event culminates on Saturday afternoon with a Meet the Artist reception exhibition of works painted during the event and a live auction. Here to tell us more are Valerie Balint, Awana's Associate Curator. Valerie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Joe.
And very nice to have you here. And committee member you're a committee member. You are a committee member. And actually, for some reason, we're having problems with your microphone. So if you want to just use this microphone, maybe that one will work. And then we can hear your tones. So that is, how's that? Say hello again.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, now I hear you. So, Valerie Balint, thank you very much. It's very nice to have you here again, Associate Curator and committee member for this event. And Maria Colleger Zincio is with us, board member of the Columbia County Council on the Arts. And Maria, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having us here.
All right. Also, I don't have Maria's mic on. If we can turn Maria on. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think we have you both mic'd and ready to go. So that was rehearsal. Now we'll start the actual interview. It's very nice to have you both here. This, Valerie, is the third annual event. And you've been doing this for a while, so what have you learned in the past to make this one extra special?
Well, I think what's really unique about this event for Awana, we definitely have and host events all year, but what's unique about this for us is bringing on such a wonderful collaborator, such as Columbia County Council on the Arts, and having an event hosted by both organizations, because for those who know Awana, and I hope many out there do and have been there, it is the locus basically for the discussion of 19th century landscape painting, since it was the home of Frederick Edwin Church. But what Columbia County Council on the Arts brings is they're a leading organization in our community for landscape painting and honestly contemporary artists.
Right.
And so the merging of those two things creates, I think, a rather unique experience at Awana. We have painters painting all the time at Awana. Church painted all the time at Awana, had his friends paint all the time at Awana. So certainly there's a 150-year tradition of that. But having more of an event that really engages these artists with our public has them have the ability to engage with each other, and then sort of culminates in this idea of honestly viewing contemporary art painted only a couple moments before and then walking home with a little gem of Awana. in an age of digital art, it's great to walk home with the real thing. And I think that that's what we've learned, is that that's why people really like to come to this event.
So plein air is what?
Open air.
Okay.
Means the artists are painting out in the field, in the open sky and air, and creating their perspective of the landscape that they are seeing before them. And each artist has their own perspective, so you're going to be seeing quite a variety of diversity in the way they paint the landscape, in the techniques that they paint the landscape. So that's, it comes from the French word plein air, open
yes.
air.
And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, that is rain or shine, Joe. So
yeah.
This morning, as we entered these artists in, it's going to test their mettle as true contemporary plein air painters. And mm-hmm. some of them have their tents and their umbrellas, and they're really going to be out there in all the elements. And I think what's great about that is that's when you capture some of the most beautiful effects at Awana.
Yeah.
The sunny day is pristine. The cloudy day is kind of even more interesting in some ways.
You know, we did a broadcast. I'll never forget this. We did a broadcast years ago at Awana.
On the piazza,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and we were out, and it was beautiful, but mm-hmm. it was a foggy day, and there was just fog in the valley, and we just sat there and just watched that fog move through the valley. And it was one of the most stunning mornings we've ever spent. It was fascinating. I mean, yes, you sort of hope that you're going to have a beautiful sunny day, but my goodness, was it fascinating to watch the storms move through.
And yeah, you could see the clouds coming from the west, and then the fog on the river, and the fog on the landscape, and it actually, you know, for artists to capture that, because it changes very rapidly too for the artists. The colors, the light changes, so they have to capture that very quickly onto their canvas.
And that whole idea of inspiration is fascinating. Of that you have how many artists will be on?
We will have 30 artists. They were competitively selected, actually, from many more applications, from around the area. And I think that what inspires every artist, as Maria has alluded to, is so incredibly different. And I think that the public being able to sort of see that and actually being drawn to perhaps some of the parts of the property that they don't go to in search of these artists painting, this would have been exactly what Church would have envisioned when he was carefully crafting that 250 acres over 40 years of his life at Alana. And so I think every day is a new inspiration there. As someone that works there, I'm constantly reminded of that.
And it's what's fascinating is you have 30 different perspectives.
Exactly.
And everybody looks at it differently.
Right.
Everybody will attack it differently.
Right. And you have artists that work in oils, of course, watercolor, pastels. And we also have artists that work with fabric and are doing collages. And it's that is very, I think, unique for us. Catherine Costo, I like to bring her name up because she is the collage fabric artist, and she has produce an amazing landscape just with fabric and just
all in the field.
And actually, last year she won Best in Show for her piece, which, you know, was really wonderful to see that piece of work being appreciated by the public.
What is it, do you think, when you talk about the competition of all these artists coming together to want to do this, that makes them right for this? Obviously, there's a lot of different mediums, a lot of different ways of considering yourself an artist, but of what they have in common to want to do it. Do you know what I mean?
I think they want to capture what Frederick Church and all the Hudson River Valley artists have been doing. When we put the call out for artists, we clearly said, you know, painting in the beautiful valley of the Hudson River Valley in the tradition of the masters of the Hudson River Valley painters. So they want to capture that type of artwork that inspires them to do something like this. So, and you're also the fact that they what they produce also, their artwork is fascinating. When you see, when we left there this morning, we were watching them in the field and we're just saying, oh, how beautiful. You know, they've already started sketching their work out and some have already started painting, and you could see the difference in the styles, and they're networking with each other and, you know, talking with each other, but they're also appreciating what they are doing and appreciating the fact that they're working in that tradition, I think. Yeah.
I think the historic roots, you know, they're painting in the birthplace of the first American art movement, and there are reasons why Frederick Church and Thomas Cole and all of their friends and colleagues were drawn to this area of the world. You have sort of these epic places,
right,
whether they're here in America or abroad, and people have been drawn to this part of the world and artists among them for a very, very long time. And I think there's sort of this sense of extremely important specificity of place. And so when these artists are there, they know they're kind of walking on a sort of, for lack of a better phrase, sacred ground, and they feel that and they want to be part of that. And I think that that feeling then extends to whoever's there watching them. And I think that's what's sort of the alchemy of the whole thing, which is great.
Yeah, they're passionate about what they're doing. They feel it. So I always say it's magical here.
Yeah.
You can feel them when you were talking about.
And they say that.
Yeah, it's magical here. There's something about the aura here. It's something about feeling where, you know, the masters used to paint. And it inspires them and makes them feel a part of that time, you know.
Talk a little bit about the Meet the Artist reception, because it's really a chance to get to talk about the art and their process.
Yeah. Right. And they get to meet each other. We have artists that are coming in from all, you know, the 30 artists are local, regional artists from out of state. So they get to meet each other and network, and also to appreciate each other's different types of work. And I think that's really important to them.
And so on Saturday, Joe, at 2 o'clock, they all are required to bring in their wet canvases from the field. And then we do a super, super, probably the fastest hanging of art that exists in the world. And then at 4 o'clock, the, you know, like almost like the great and powerful Oz curtains open, and there is a, you know, fabulous exhibit of 30 pieces of art. And we had a little artist sort of welcoming reception last night. We were all chatting about how, you know, the general public, art can be a bit of a mystery, and just sort of going up to artists can be a little daunting, I would say, if it's not your regular everyday world. And the Meet the Artist reception that will take place starting at 4 gives our public an opportunity to sort of what I like to call a little safe haven cocoon experience of talking to them about their art and learning a little bit about what it means to paint outside, and then being able to really talk about the artist's experience over those last couple days, where they went, why they painted what they painted, and then, of course, hopefully culminating in people wanting to come home with a little piece of that.
and that's what we want.
Right. And some of these artists, this will be their first time at Olana. They have not ever been to Olana. If we have, you know, we have artists coming in from New Jersey and Maine and, you know, Connecticut and Massachusetts. And for them, they've heard of Olana. They know about the Hudson River Valley artists. They've painted in that field, but they've never been on the grounds. And that's why being on the grounds is really so important to them.
Well, it is a wonderful opportunity, and the third event that you've done, and I assume that we've been talking a lot about what the artists get out of it, but I'm sure the people who attend get a lot out of it as
well.
I do. I think that it's for Olana, it's a unique event. It's pretty low key. It's, you know, it's you come very casual to the party. We have some wine. We have some cheese.
Wine, a little cheese.
A little music by Soul Device. And you sort of, you know, it's one of those things where everybody just can really enjoy the space, the people who come to the party as well, and talk about art and really sort of talk about art while actually standing in art. And I consider Olana to be art. And
absolutely,
I think that that's what's really fun. And it's not a this is probably not the best phrase to use, but it's not a fancy schmancy party. It's a really sort of low key event, and I think that it has a really nice and gentle vibe about it, which is why we hope a lot of people will come.
Yeah. Well, it is the third annual plein air painting event hosted in collaboration with the Olana Partnership and the Columbia County Council on the Arts, taking place at the Olana State Historic Site today through Saturday. For more information, visit olana.org. Olana.org, or you can also go to artscolumbia.org, artscolumbia.org. Valerie and Maria, a delight to have you both here.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank
have
you
a wonderful
so much,
weekend.
Joe. Thank you. You as well.
And lots of sunshine. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.